Thank you for picking me up at the airport. Oh, it's been such a long day of airports and stale, recirculated air. Oh, it feels so good to finally be home. I think I'm gonna open this wine I brought back and put some music on and just chill. You're welcome to come in and hang out too if you like. I can tell you all about my trip. Yay! Okay, come on in. Before we go and open the wine, I need to be honest with you about something. Although I definitely want to tell you all about my trip, there's something else I want to talk to you about first, just before I lose my nerve completely. I spent the whole flight back trying to work up the courage to do this. So just listen, okay? So, you know we've been friends for a long time. You're one of my best friends, and somehow that makes this so much harder. I've spent so much time over the last month debating whether or not I should say this or just keep it to myself, but I don't want to keep it to myself anymore. When you asked me out last year, I wasn't in a good place. I didn't want to be with anyone at that point at all, and although a huge part of me wanted to say yes and just take a chance on you're so great, and I don't know when I'll find someone else who's anywhere near as good as you. I tried to put it all out of my mind and just go back to us being friends, but every time we'd hang out, I'd be reminded of how much I just wished we were together. You've always been so sweet and kind and generous and wonderful. The fact that we're still here, almost 1 year later, and we're both still single, it's almost like the universe is trying to tell me to go and get my shit together and speak up. That night before I left, that's when it really came together for me. Your warmth and your comforting arms just made it so I couldn't ignore it anymore. Part of me just wanted to tell you right there and then, but I'm glad I waited. I spoke to my cousin Louisa about you, and she told me to just stop being so afraid. Once I showed her your picture, she told me I need to hurry up before someone else snaps you up. And honestly, I'm surprised no one else has. But at the same time, I'm glad. I'd be so angry with myself if I missed my chance. I want to fall asleep every night with you holding me in your arms just like you did that night. I want to feel safe and loved every minute of every day with you. I probably sound crazy. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I don't want to hurt our friendship, and you probably moved on months ago. Oh, I feel so stupid. Well, do that again. Would it be too much if I said I think I love you? I couldn't possibly be happier than I feel right now. Oh God, my knees are so weak after that. I think I need a drink. Let's open the wine and sit down. I'll tell you all about my trip and maybe this one dream I had about you last week.